Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. Today, I want to talk to you about kindness. Kindness in the workplace. Now, this is off the back of, I don't know how to describe it. I was blown away by the act of a CEO that we work with, who I had an email maybe about a month ago to say, Amrit, are you available for lunch? The CEO would like to take you out for lunch. And, you know, for those of you who know me, sort of I get hesitant thinking, what's going on? Have we done something wrong? That's my instant reaction, I'm afraid. But I met with him on Friday. And I have to say, I was blown away. He wanted to meet to say thank you for all that we had done for his organization and for so many people across the organization. Now, firstly, who does that? I was just blown away, right? But secondly, I was blown away by the act of kindness. This wasn't a transaction. This wasn't anything other than to say, can I take you out for lunch just to say thank you? Now, it really made me think, and I was so, again, I was emotionally just, I was blown away by it in the whole weekend. And it really got me thinking about how these acts of kindness, I don't want them to be random. You know, I want all of us to experience acts of kindness. But what stops them from happening? And what's the impact? Now, before we start, we've got to understand the definition of kindness. Now, if you look at the dictionary definition of kindness, it's really sterile, right? It doesn't do anything. It's the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Wow. That just somehow doesn't describe kindness, does it? Certainly the kindness any of us would have experienced normally. And there's a reason behind that, because that's a definition of kindness. What it doesn't define or articulate is the impact of kindness on our emotions, on our feelings, on our thoughts. And kindness is contagious. You know, if you think about it, if you're driving and you let somebody in, you can guarantee that person's likely to let somebody else in later on. And you can see the sort of physically see the ripple going down. This kindness contagion. But often, sometimes we can confuse our kindness with something else. And the something else is, you know, I've done this. I've often held doors open for people, and I get annoyed when people don't say thank you. That isn't kind. That's me doing something with an expectation of something to be reciprocated back, even if it's just a word of thank you. And you know, we can end up sort of walking away, muttering under our breath, thinking, oof, how rude. Well, that was on us. We had a choice of being kind. Instead, we chose to be judgmental. And I've done that. And so how can we become kind at work? And this CEO who, again, I was just blown away. And it was really bizarre how the universe works, how life works. I met up with probably three CEOs over the last 2 weeks, all of them amazing. And all of them absolutely focused on creating an amazing culture for their teams, for their people, really people focused. And I remember HR a while back, you know, people in HR used to struggle and get frustrated with how do we get a seat at the table? How do we get our point across? Well, these doors are open. CEOs are sat there thinking, how can we create a great culture for our people? You don't need to force them. You don't need to twist their arms. They're there. So, you know, there's amazing people out there who are really focused on this. Now, I want to share, whilst that definition of kindness isn't great, certainly the impact is, I want to share a quote with you. Now, this is a little dark, but please bear with me. It's by Og Medino. And the quote is, beginning today, treat everyone you meet as if they are going to be dead by midnight. Extend to them all the care, kindness, and understanding you can muster, and do it without no thought of any reward. Your life will never be the same again. And it's so true. When we're genuinely kind, without any thought of any reward, our lives are never the same again. That random act on Friday, I won't forget that. That, and not in a reciprocating way, but more in the way of how I was made to feel. And this is the thing about kindness. When we, you know, you'll hear me talk about emotions a lot, and it's all focused on our experiences at work. But when we're kind, we have the ability to influence someone's emotions, which then has a knock-on effect on their feelings. Now, emotions and feelings are not the same. Emotions are the real-time data of what your body is experiencing, what we're experiencing in that moment. Feelings are a translation of that, the emotion. Emotions pass by very quickly. Feelings stay with us much longer. You know, if you think about any emotion you experience, the feelings of that are made up of the experience itself, but also our narratives, our values, anything else going on internally. So we have the ability to evoke emotions in people, but then it's the feelings that stay with them for longer. I'm still buzzing off the back of that meeting I had. Not because of what we ate, not because of, you know, that the lunch was paid for, but because of how I was made to feel, how amazing this was in terms of my emotions and feelings. And, you know, off the back of feelings are often the precursor to thoughts. And that's where the contagion comes in. When we end up making people feel good in this way because of these acts of kindness, well, our thoughts become kind too. So how can you create a better workplace? What can you do tomorrow? What can you do today to be kinder to people around us? No judgment, no expectation, just kindness. We have no idea what the world is going through around us. But just by being kind, it could be the kindest act they've experienced that day. So what could kindness look like for you in the workplace? Is it being there, being fully present, listening? Because maybe no one's listening to somebody. Is it giving somebody a voice? If you're a CEO, what's the kindest thing you could do? Being present, going around and meeting people, letting them know the type of person who's at the helm of this organization. The expectations that we want to create a culture that's really impactful, caring, supportive of people. And what's the kindest thing you could do to those managers who are toxic? What's going on in their lives that they're creating this toxic environment locally? I want you to really start thinking about kindness. The other quote I want to share with you is by Scott Adams. Remember, there's no such thing as small acts of kindness. Every act creates a ripple with no logical end. And we have the ability to create that ripple. So just a thought for you. Have you been on the receiving end of kindness with no expectation, no reward? How did you feel? What did you do then subsequently? And what can you do now to help other people experience this? Imagine if we all did this. It is contagious. It really is. And I'm so thankful for the life I have and the people I get to liaise with who are so aligned to my personal values. And, you know, often it can feel like, you know, our organization's purpose, we want to create a world where everyone loves going to work, where people can be the best of themselves, where we have amazing cultures driven by amazing leaders and managers. And I get to see that. And, you know, that thought of people with their head in their hands on a Sunday night thinking, I don't want to go to work tomorrow, that kills me inside. And we have the ability to prevent that because they're not going to affect them, that person's family, children, loved ones. We have the ability to change that. So what's the kindest thing you can do today? What's the kindest thing you could do tomorrow? I remember that Scott Adams quote, remember, there is no such thing as small acts of kindness. Every act creates a ripple with no logical end. What ripple are you going to create? And together we really can, through these acts of kindness, change the world. And if you're not in a great place, how can people be kind to you? Maybe we need to ask people. Maybe we need to tell them to say, here's where I'm at. And when people know, people be kinder. Often it's hard because we're caught up in our own little world that we... It's hard to see another perspective. It's hard to see what else somebody else might be going through. And for those of us who might be going through some challenges, maybe it's easier just to tell someone, here's what I'm going through. And it's like when you ask for help. We sort of struggle on and struggle on. And when you ask for help because you think, I can't take this anymore, how many people come running to help you? Human beings, as much as we might see in the news of the worst of us, I've also seen the best of us. So I'm going to leave that with you. Random acts of kindness. How can we create a kinder workplace where we can all support and benefit from each other and really create a caring and compassionate environment and society overall? That's all from me today. Join me again next time for more thoughts on leadership development, culture development, employee engagement, employee experiences, and everything else in between. Amrit Sandra from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.